Another round of Coach's Insight here on KR93.7 as we prepare you for week three of high school football coming up tomorrow night. And now we get a chance to talk with Atchison head coach, that is Jim Smith. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Phoenix are off to a 2-0 start. They beat KC Sumner Academy last week 47-20. Coach, how pleased are you with your team here through the first couple of weeks?
Oh, very much so. I really think we're playing hard. We're executing and tackling well and getting downfield on special teams. And just been an all-around great team effort.
And then a little bit more specifically here with the game against KC Sumner last week, 47-20 was the final. Jesse Greenlee had another big night. You got a lot of rushing production from your quarterback as well. Trey Carter had a good game. But let's talk about the offensive line. What have you seen from that group here in the first couple of weeks?
Well, as I said earlier in the year, we're a full young offensive line, but you can just see them getting better every game, and they're working really hard in practice to get better, and I just look for bigger things from them as we go down the season.
We talked about the week one to week two jump maybe being one of the biggest jumps or gaps that you see throughout the course of the year. Do you feel like you saw a good enough jump maybe from week one to week two that pleased you and your coaching staff enough, or do you feel like there was still a little bit more room to improve?
Well, you know, as a coach, you always feel like there's room for improvement, and the main thing I think we got to do better offensively is we're an up-tempo offense, and we need to start playing that way. We're not playing as fast as we want to, and so this week in practice, we've really worked hard at that.
Talk about Sean Knoll, Trey Carter, those two, again, outside of Jesse, combining for three rushing touchdowns. What have you liked from those two?
Well, those two are playmakers. You know, they're going to step up and do their job. They know their role. Sean does a great job playing outside linebacker for us, and then when Jesse needs a blow on offense, he's ready to step up. And Trey's just a tremendous athlete. He does so many good things and makes things happen when the ball's in his hands.
You guys look to go to 3-0 this week. You stay inside the KCA League. You get Harmon, who's off to an 0-2 start. They have just had a tough go out the gate. They lost 55-0 in their first game, and then last week they gave up 80 points in a shutout loss to KC Washington. As you prep this week and kind of see what they have on tape, you know, what stands out? What kind of ball game can you get this week?
Well, hopefully we're going to come out of there uninjured, but, you know, you can't take any opponent light. You got to go in and play hard, and we just take care of what we can take care of.
11 straight wins in the series. What are a few keys, and what do you want to see from your team this time around?
Well, again, the biggest thing, like I said earlier, we got to start working on our up-tempo. We just got to play faster and execute and defensively get in the spots where we need to be.
Atchison head coach Jim Smith joining us here on our Coaches Insight programs as we get you set for week three of high school football tomorrow night. Atchison at 2-0 will look to move to 3-0 as they play at KC Harmon. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.